Here's Check on Stories. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio as we head into the weekend. In Kent, the initial phase of the Streetscape project is ready for the bid process, with the Board of Selectmen hearing updates from the committee at the regular February board meeting. Phase one is underway and close to going out for bid. Phase two is now awaiting surveying results. More granite coming for the Sharon Green. The Green will now get granite on the state roadside as well. Curbing is to define the edge and prevent cars from parking on the green. Selectmen approved the proposal and passed it along to the Board of Finance for their approval. Then that project will be put to a town meeting vote. In Amenia, the town supervisor updated the board on the Lavelle Road pump house and generator upgrade, announcing the town engineer plans to meet with water operator Marco Nantino in order to move forward with repair cost estimate regarding the town's franchise renewal agreement with Altice USA. She said negotiations are still in progress. As an update to the New York State Department of Environmental Services Environmental Facilities Corporation wastewater planning grant, she said, Deegan Bond, senior project manager Aaron Moore, submitted the grant with additional letters of support from area businesses. On Thursday in Connecticut, there were 284,500 COVID-19 cases reported at the beginning of the pandemic. That's up 878 since Wednesday. Out of over 47,000 tests administered, 878 came back positive. That means the new positivity rate is down to 1.86% in Connecticut. And the governor announced yesterday the state plans to ease some COVID-19 restrictions, while some of the restrictions will be revised. Some will remain in place until further notice, like face coverings and masks continue to be required. Bars that only serve beverages continue to remain closed. 11 p.m. closing time remains in place for events at venues, restaurants, and entertainment. Indoor theaters continue to have 50% capacity. Large event venues, stadiums will open in April. Beginning Friday, March 19th, all capacity limits will be eliminated for businesses, while face coverings, social distancing, and other cleaning and disinfecting protocols will continue to be required beginning later this month. A full list of this is available in the Republican American, rep-am.com. The number of COVID-19 cases in New York nursing home has plunged by almost 90%. Deaths have dropped by 50% since the vaccination campaign began about 2 months ago, according to federal data. The sharp decline in New York is in line with a national trend that experts say shows not only how effective the vaccinations can be in crushing the virus, but how important it was to prioritize nursing home residents at the beginning of the vaccine rollout. Now, New York State will increase the number of people allowed to congregate in residential and social gatherings later this month using rapid testing and specific safety measures as the COVID-19 pandemic continues, according to officials on Wednesday. Beginning on March 22nd, the state's coronavirus task force will permit outdoor residential gatherings up to 25 people. Indoor gatherings remain limited to 10 people, the CAP official said in November ahead of Thanksgiving. Non-residential social gatherings at venues or businesses will be permitted up to 100 people indoors and 200 people outdoors. A nice story out of Great Barrington: be happy, drive safe, and wear a hat. This was their second pandemic, and not all could see their way out of it. Of four centenarians at Fairview Commons Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, three passed away amid COVID-19 lockdowns, and one is in hospice. But before that, those four women got to know nursing students from Berkshire Community College, who gave them comfort as they worked on a project documenting the women's lives. Some meetings coming up in Cornwall tomorrow at 9 a.m. The Cornwall Association has their meeting via Zoom at 5 o'clock. Author-editor talk, Elizabeth Colbert and Jillian Blake. That is via Zoom. Every Saturday in March, the Bard College for Center for Civic Engagement holding a STEM program through the Northeast Militant Library from 1 to 2:30. Students will be supplied with all their supplies for children 11 to 14 in grades 6 through 8. Spaces are limited. You need to RSVP. You can sign up at tinyurl.com/2br9pkx. Author and environmental writer Ben Goldfarb will talk about beavers and what they do to benefit us on Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Scoville Library in Salisbury. More information, scovillelibrary.org. Deer Hunt Library Zoom event, Beekeeping with Dan Carr of Beaver Tides Farm, on Sunday at 2 p.m. Register at huntlibrary.org or on the library's Facebook page as well. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 30,924.14, the NASDAQ at 12,723.47, and the S&P 500 at 3768.47. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.